This is Oreski Daoud of Mayor Risk LLC, and this is a daily brief. Hello, today is the 26th of August 2019. Now, for years, democracy activists and even people with simple democratic ideas who publish their opinions on social media have been the subjects of attacks by shadow individuals who never showed their identities or disclosed who they were. Well, this month turned out to be a moment of truth when Facebook said it found accounts linked to the same coalition of countries that has been fighting and undermining the rise of democracy and the rule of law everywhere in the Arab world. These countries are the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. Facebook characterized the accounts as involved in, and I'm quoting here, an authentic behavior. They've removed a few hundreds of them, about 350 accounts, which I think really represent the very tip of the iceberg. Facebook found that the same system prevailing in Instagram, which tells you that there are probably millions of Twitter accounts that are being used to spread anti-democratic messages and discredit the people who want their country to do better. So if you're a heavy user of Twitter, you're likely going to find people who are going against the tide, who are essentially swimming against the current. They're positive changes, and you see these folks posting messages that basically undermine that movement, and you wonder who they were. Now, Facebook had the courage to reveal that it found two separate operations, one of which originated in the United Emirates and Egypt. So this is like a one coordinated effort by two countries, and another in Saudi Arabia. Facebook said, and I quote, "The two campaigns created networks of accounts to mislead others about who they were and what they were doing," end quote. What has become now clear and evident is that the campaigns of misinformation and attacks focused essentially on the Middle East, North Africa, and East Africa. So these are coming from these three countries or two groups of accounts. And who did they go after? Well, all the countries that you can imagine that have been on the radar screens of the sheikhs and the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and in the minds of the generals in Egypt. And that includes, obviously, Libya, that includes Sudan, countries that are going through turmoil. That includes Comoros, that includes Qatar, Turkey, two countries that have been essentially opposing the three countries that I mentioned earlier. That also includes Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Morocco, and although Algeria was not mentioned directly, all of our research suggests the existence of a multitude of accounts that are clearly created to attack the pro-democracy movement, to prevent the rise of a political movement that undermines the tactics of the military junta in Algeria, and same is happening everywhere else, obviously. Now, those behind those accounts, namely the Mukhabarats and the secret political polices in UAE, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, have been trying to outsmart all of us and the rest of the world with deceptive practices, deceptive messages. For example, the fake Facebook account holders often spoke about really what I consider mundane or pretty simple things like fashion, food, and animals as a way to hide behind some cute cover-ups. Now, Facebook also said, and I'm quoting here, they also frequently posted about local news, excuse me, politics, elections, and topics including alleged support of terrorist groups by Qatar and Turkey, Iran's activity in Yemen, the conflict in Libya, successes of the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen, and the independence of Somaliland, end quote. Now, the impact could not be underestimated. It could be absolutely devastating, considering that collectively, the inauthentic pages in the UAE and Egypt campaign were followed by almost 14 million accounts, 13.7 million to be exact. These are not amateurs, because Facebook also had the courage to disclose that $167,000 US dollars had been spent on advertising, all paid for in either US dollars or Emirati dirhams. Now, the fake accounts by the Arab intelligence services have also launched a pro-Saudi propaganda campaign specifically targeted to an Arab-speaking audience. What do they speak about? Well, they speak about how great Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is, how fantastic his economic and social reform plan Vision 2030 may be, etc. You get the point. They even brag about the successes of the Saudi armed forces, particularly during the sort of the ongoing conflict in Yemen. Now, into Algeria, the situation is no different. The Algerian junta, military chiefs, and they're about 24 are military generals that represent a junta. This is not the Algerian military. The Algerian military is composed vastly of very professional men and women whose job is to protect the country and prevent any problems happening along its borders, and these are professional people. The junta is really composed of a couple dozen of generals, old generals, who really nobody likes, but clearly they're sponsored by the UAE, according to most opposition figures that we've asked. In fact, war hero Lakhdar Bourga was arrested and is in a military prison after he dared asking the chief of the junta, Ahmed Gaid Saleh, why he visited the United Arab Emirates three times since the start of the anti-government protest on the 22nd of February. The general, obviously, is said to be reporting to the sheikhs of the UAE and has been ordered to put a halt to the democratic aspirations of the Algerian people. Well, just last month, the Internet Monitoring Unit housed within the Algerian Ministry of Justice has been taken over by the Algerian Minister of Defense. More precisely, really, has been taken over by the intelligence services that are working for the junta. Why, you may ask? Well, the answer is pretty simple. The Algerian political police is looking to launch its own campaign of deception and distortion, in addition to, obviously, the need to identify political opponents online and harass them. Now, political battles have been waging and raging over the internet with incredible ferocity. Those of you who rely on the internet, and I know in North Africa and many places around the world, local media is completely worthless and in the hands of rogue governments, so the internet obviously is the main and only place to seek the truth. If that's the case for you, then please make sure you are selective on who you listen to and you know who says what. Also, really take the comments you read on the internet with a grain of salt. Well, they can be written by some agents and bots in the UAE with the idea of undermining the pursuit of democracy in your country and around the world. And with that, thank you for your time.